will preach on. By the help of God, He'd give us this message this week. I heard that phrase this week, and I can't remember if it was a preacher on the radio, if it was a song I heard. I don't remember what it was I heard, but I heard that phrase, God don't want your Isaac. When I heard that, I thought, well, there's a message there somewhere. I got to studying over in the book of Genesis chapter number 22. Genesis chapter number 22, you find your place. We preached here not too long ago in this chapter. I'm going to read just a few verses in your hearing. I told Brother Pat tonight, standing out on the front porch, I said, if they'll give me about 20 minutes of their time tonight, I'll do my best to get finished in about 20 minutes. I see a bunch of you is grinning, and I realize I preached about 45 this morning, but I'm going to do my best to hurry. I realize there's a lot of bad storms coming. Some of you can't hardly drive in the rain, and especially in the hard downpours. We need to pray, church, over the weather that's going on. I realize God knows what He's doing. But Tennessee's being flooded out. Nashville's underwater. I heard a little while ago that Vanderbilt Hospital's getting water in it. And Vanderbilt Hospital's on a hill. We've been down there several times. So I don't know if it's in the parking garage or where it's at out there, down in the lower parts of it that sets down in the hill. But we need to pray that God take care of that, those folks there in the hospital. Amen. Genesis chapter number 22. We'll begin reading verse number 11. The Bible says, and the angel of the Lord came unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram, caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Father, as we come before you tonight, God, we thank you for the privilege to be here. Lord, it was a good service this morning. We thank you, God, for showing up and helping us. God, for preaching us today. But God, I ask you, Lord, for the service tonight. God, we stand in need again. Father, we come as a hungry people before you. God, desiring to be fed from the Word of God. And Father, asking you, Lord, that God, you'd give us just exactly what we need, that we might be able to go on for you and to serve you and God, to be what you want us to be. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You can be seated. I would draw your attention tonight to verse number 11. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Now, if you'll notice here, Abraham, if you go back and start in the first part of this chapter, you'll notice that Abraham was doing exactly what God wanted him to do. God had spoke to Abraham and he said, I want you to take your son up on the mount that I'm going to show you and sacrifice him there to me. So Abraham went ahead and done just exactly what God asked him to do. He loaded up Isaac and all the things that were needed and took off to the mountain. And when he got there, the Lord said, Son, listen, don't bother doing that. Look over here on this side. There's a ram caught over here in the thicket that you're going to use. And don't do your son any harm. Now, preacher, what are you getting at tonight? God's not looking for your sacrifice. And God's not looking for my sacrifice. We don't have anything tonight that we can sacrifice to Him anyway. We don't have anything good enough that we can sacrifice. And would be good enough that we can place on the altar before God. And God's not looking for anything that we can give Him. Isaac there, people want to say that he was a type of Christ. He's not a type of Christ, simply in the fact that he was not sinless. He had not lived a perfect life. His blood was not pure. He was not able to be shed or killed there that we might have life. But Jesus is that sacrifice, and God's not looking for what we can give Him, but rather He's looking for us to sacrifice ourselves unto Him. He said in the book of Romans, I believe it is, chapter number 12, He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present yourself a sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. I mean, God's the only thing He's looking for out of you and I is a reasonable service. God wants us to give ourselves unto Him and say, Lord, here I am. You take me and use me for your honor and for your glory. Now, I'll give you about three things real quickly. You say, preacher, if God's not looking for our eyes, if God's not wanting us to sacrifice some things unto Him, then what's God looking for? He's looking for the same thing out of you and I that He was looking for out of Abraham. I believe with all my heart when He told Abraham to take his son Isaac up under the mountain there and to sacrifice him there, I believe that He was looking for the willingness of Abraham to be obedient unto God. He was looking for his willingness to be obedient unto the Word of God that had come to him. Now that's all that God is asking of you and I, is for us to be willing to be obedient unto what He's got for us to do. Huh? You say, preacher, how do you see that Abraham was willing? Well, the Bible tells us in verse number 3 that he was obedient in the fact that he went out there and began to gather up the things that were needed to take up there for the sacrifice. He gathered up the wood. He gathered up the fire. He put it all in order. He got on the donkey and they started off down the road and was going to do exactly what God had told him to do. He was willing to be obedient. May I say to you, let me find that scripture real quickly. I believe it's 1 Samuel chapter number 15. And in about verse number 22, 23, somewhere in there, he said, to obey is better than sacrifice. Did you get that? God said that to obey is better than sacrifice. God ain't looking for our sacrifice. You say, preacher, what's He looking for from me? He's looking for some obedience out of His children. I hear so many people today, when you talk to them and witness to them and try to invite them to God, they're saying, well, preacher, what am I going to have to give up? What am I going to have to get rid of? What am I going to have to do without? I'm here to tell you tonight you don't have to give up, give in, or get rid of nothing. I mean, God will take care of all that. You don't have to worry about it. Well, preacher, there's some things I just don't know if I can give up. I can answer that question for you tonight. You can't give it up. You can't get rid of it. That's God's department, and God will be the one to take care of that. Oh, He's looking for your willingness to be obedient and to gather up what's needed. You say, preacher, what do we need today? We need to gather some folks up and get them to the house of God. We need to gather ourselves up most of the time. If we can just keep up with ourselves, we're doing good today. He gathered up what was needed, the fire and the wood. But then he was willing to be obedient and go where he was told. Now this is a kind of a sticky point and sticking point for a lot of people today. They're all well and good with the fact of being able to come to God's house and be obedient to God and show up at the house of God and worship here and be in the comfort of a nice, cool church in the summertime and warm church in the wintertime with padded pews and carpet on the floors and everything just right. They're willing to come and do that. But if God says for them to go somewhere and to get out there and to stick somewhere where there's not a church, a house per se with padded pews and carpet on the floor and real warm everywhere you want to sit and an old pot-bellied stove. You remember how it used to be in some of these old churches? Years ago, there used to be a pot-bellied stove that sat in the middle of the church, and the heat would radiate in all directions from that thing. And if you got right up against it, I mean, man, you stayed good, toasty, warm. But if you was on the back row, or if you was over to the side, you kind of got a little cool. Lord help, if we had that today, we'd be hurting on getting folks to church, wouldn't we? But Lord, church, listen. We need to be willing to be obedient to go where God says go. If God lays somebody on your heart to go witness to, we ought to be willing to go. I mean, listen, where would we be today? Where would these people in the Philippines be today? Where would these people be in Korea today? Where would people in Vietnam be today? Japan, China, Russia, these other countries, where would they be had it not been for men than women that would say, Lord, I'll go. We've come to the point now in America, where would people in America be if men and women didn't say, I'll go? Hey, there's people that's missionaries out in Utah. Well, why in the world we need missionaries out in Utah, preacher? That's part of America. I know it is. But they need somebody to preach to them, praise God. They ain't got any preaching out there. Very little. Brother Brian Coates has spent the last, what, Lisa, 2 weeks up in Maine and up in that area in Pennsylvania and up and down through there. Well, preacher, why is he up there? Because I'm just fixing to be blunt. Everywhere you look, it's a Catholic church. They ain't got, and that's not real good English, but they ain't got any preaching up there. Amen. What you got against Catholic preachers? I ain't got nothing against them. I got it against their doctrine. Amen. I mean, listen. We need people that's willing to go. Then if you'll notice, not only was he willing to be obedient to gather up what was needed, not only was he willing to be obedient to go where was needed, but he was willing to be obedient to give all that was needed. It's all right to preach on giving, and it's all right to tell somebody they need to give, as long as it don't get in our pocket, amen? As long as it don't get where we at, it's all right. Listen, God don't just want our money. God's looking for us. I remember when I was a little boy, you don't see them much anymore. But I remember when I was a little boy, me and Daddy would ride up and down the road and there'd be a picture of a man painted on a billboard. And he had on, you know, that red, white, and blue uniform. And he had his finger pointed out. And he said, Uncle Sam, won't you? I looked at my daddy one time. I said, Daddy, is that my uncle? Do I have an uncle named Sam? He said, yeah, but that ain't him. Amen. I didn't even have an uncle named Sam. I had a great-grandpa. Yeah, I asked Daddy. I said, Daddy, is that my uncle? He said, no, son. That's not kinfolk to you. And then he began to tell me that was a man that was trying to recruit folks for the military. I said, oh, no, that's not my uncle. That's not me, amen. Oh, listen, what Uncle Sam was asking for when he was pointing his finger on that billboard and saying, Uncle Sam, won't you? He was saying, listen, we need some men. We need some men that's willing to give it all. Amen. God's saying tonight, folks, now, he was saying to Abraham there, I don't want your son Isaac for a sacrifice. I want you. I want you. And by him being willing to give all he had in his son, he was saying, Lord, here I am. That's all I've got. That's all I've got is my son. Lord, I'm willing to give him to you. You gave him to me. You told me you was going to make of my seed a great nation. And Lord, there he is. I'm going to give him to you. God's looking for the willingness to be obedient. Then number two tonight, I told you 20 minutes. I hope I ain't lying. I believe God's not wanting our Isaac, but rather he's wanting our worship. He's wanting our worship. I believe if you go to Ecclesiastes chapter number 5, verse number 1 through verse number 7, write that down, read it tonight when you get home. If you'll take your time and read that portion of Scripture, Ecclesiastes 5, 1 through 7, and you take your time, I believe you'll see that God is looking for a sincere and meaningful worship from His children. That's what He's after. He's not looking for vain words. He's not looking for vain vows. He's not looking for foolish vows. But God is looking for a meaningful, sincere worship. Hey, God wants a meaningful, sincere worship out of us as His children. Verse number 5 in Genesis chapter number 22. Abraham told those young men, those lads that were there. He said, listen, I and the lad will go yonder and we'll worship and come again unto you. What he's saying is, I'm going to go up there and love on my Lord. I'm going to go up there and adore Him a little while. I'm going to go up there and show Him some affection. That's what the word worship means in that Scripture. He said, I'm going to go up there and show some affection toward God and some adoration toward God, and we're going to come back. Hey, you know why we need to come to this church when we come on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and during revival meeting? You know how we need to come? We need to come in the spirit of worship, ready to show some affection toward God and love Him and tell Him, Lord, I love You. And don't just tell Him, but show Him. Amen. And then show Him some adoration. Lord, I adore You. Thank You, God. Oh, listen. He don't want our Isaac. He wants our willingness. He wants our worship. And then thirdly, let me say this and I'll close. He wants our witness. He wants our witness. Now, make no mistake about this. God does not have to have you and I to do what God wants to do. God don't have to use us. But God wants to use us. And I believe that it excites the Lord, lack of a better term, when we begin to tell somebody about Him. I think it does. You know, I read this Scripture over and over and over again, and nowhere can I find that when Abraham come off the mountain, that he told anybody what happened. I don't find that in this Scripture. And I got to thinking, Lord, how in the world could something that took place on that mountain like took place and Abraham keep his mouth shut and not say anything? And it's like God spoke to my heart and said, that's a good question. How could he? Now, I don't know this for a fact. This is Montgomeryology right here, all right? You can throw this away, you can keep it, whatever you want to do with it. But I feel like when he come back off that mountain, got back down to where them servants was standing, I believe he run over every one of them, Brother Pat, and said, hey, let me tell you what just took place. I want to let you in on what happened while we was up there on that mountain. How I want to tell you just exactly how God supplied again. I want to tell you how God has took care of us again. I want to let you in on what God has done for us again. Amen. I mean, man, I can hear him as he said, I went up there on that mountain with my son. We went up there with the fire, and we went up there with the wood, and we got it all laid in place. And the only thing there was there to sacrifice was my son Isaac. And we laid him up there on the altar. And before I could kill him, God said, there's a ram over there in the bush. And there it is. Don't worry about your son. Do your son no harm. Hey, I'll guarantee you that he couldn't keep it to himself. What are you telling me, preacher? I'm telling you, if you'll just think for a little bit about how good God's been to you, about how God supplied for you, about how God's took care of you, if you'll dwell on that for just a little bit, you can't keep her quiet. See, God's not looking for your Isaac. God's looking for your willingness, your worship, and your witness. That's what God wants. Are you willing to give it to Him tonight and let Him have it, not keep it back for yourself? Abraham was willing to give his son, his only son Isaac, as a sacrifice, but that wasn't really what God was after. He wanted to show him what he was after when he got him there. Are you willing to give him what he wants tonight? Is there some part of you that you're holding back this evening? You've given God 99.9% of yourself. But there's 1% you're holding back for yourself. If there is, God wants that part too. God wants that part too. Let's stand to our feet, please. Father, we thank You for the privilege, oh Lord, and the honor, Father, to stand in the pulpit again tonight. Lord, it sure has been a blessing today. Be in Your house. God, there may be somebody here tonight that's holding back part. God needs to just turn it all over to You. And say, Lord, I want to give You everything.